Good afternoon, everyone out there. People above, people under. How's everybody doing this afternoon? It's a new day. Another day to be great. Today's episode will be a good episode. I actually probably need to listen to this episode my damn self because I was, you know, getting a little upset this morning because I was trying to record earlier, right? And I had work to do and I got not woke up, did my morning routine. Got the knocked out of the way. I had to reorganize some things around, move my schedule around because due to work had to come first and study and everything. Knocked that out. I was okay, I got some time. Let me record. About to record, I guess my neighbors, one of them, I don't know, thought it'd be good to start playing music, right? And I'm just like, damn. Like, it's not even like it's loud, but it's just like, I hear it, you know, it's in the background. So it's like, yo, it's just always gonna nag me. So I'm just like, so I'm over here like banging on the doors, on the walls, like, yo, cause somebody like, cause I don't know where it's coming from. Like, I'm just like trying to figure out. Anyways, I got really upset to calm myself down. And I was like, you know, Eli, like, you just gotta go with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why today leads me to stop pondering on negativity. And we need to start pondering more on positive vibes, positive energy. I know you hear that a lot probably from people, but it's true because it's like, how quick does your mood change when something bad happens to you? How quick are you as a person able to just put yourself in this little slump, this little, you know, like the movie Get Out, you know, in a sunken place? How easy is it to go in that sunken place compared to how is it to get out of it? Or when you are out of it, how hard is it to maintain it? Us as humans, you know, we get conditioned over time. You know, when you see something, you hear something time and time and time and time again, you're going to start seeing it and start believing it and doing it. And that's where literally manifestation comes from. You know, manifesting is like you believe it because you see it, you hear it, and you know it. You feel, you know, you believe it. So you start actually thinking it so much, it becomes a reality. It does. So those negative thoughts that you ponder on it so much, just sitting here. And when I mean ponder, I mean, I'm talking about like sitting there like you are like, not trying to go nowhere, you are stuck, just really stuck in this sad, sunken, negative environment. You know, whether it's your work, it's your relationships, it's your family, it's your friends, it's other loved ones, it's, you know, your home environment. Because when people come home and, you know, their home, it's, you know what I'm saying, people don't even feel home. I was just watching this little Peep documentary, right? RPS, I love him, but it's crazy because he said, like, even in my own home, I wasn't even home. And I'm just like, dang, that's so scary. Like, imagine that. Like, he came home and said it was the most negative environment, he said. But that's where he said some of his greatest music came out. So it's just like, dang, he kind of was a product of his environment, but was it really the best environment? So that was saying, he kept pondering negativity. He said, you know, in an interview, in a documentary, he even comes out, he's like, I would like have to go in my closet to cry. He said, I didn't have my own place. It was just so much negative energy there, you know, or it's fake energy, you know, fake love. And that's what made it negative to him. He said, it was always an uplifting spirit there. It's just, it wasn't real, it was fake. So if it's fake, is that good? No, that's negative, I don't need that. So that's what he said, that's what he meant by it was negative in his perspective, everything. Because like he said, he could come home and it wasn't even be his own home. He'll have people in his bed, in his living room, just all over the place. Y'all haven't seen that documentary, watch it. It's called Lil Peep documentary. It's a real good documentary, it's on Netflix. You just gotta type in Lil Peep and it's right there. But that's what I'm trying to get to, because we ponder on negativity so much. And why? Why as people do we do that? That's what because we got conditioned for so long. I mean, think about it. We attract what we think and we attract what we are as people. So let's just say, you know, it's my thing is this, when something good goes to you and people question it, that right there, I stop. I'm like, hey, don't even question. Just let it happen. Just go. Just keep going with it. Like, don't question it and be like, okay, something bad's gonna happen, or what's next? Because when you start doing that, you really miss out on, like, life. Like, you, the universe can't give you that blessing in a way to give it back to you, because you're in this negative mindset and you're not thinking clearly and straight. You're thinking off emotions. You're not thinking off a lot, like, trying to think logically here, like, methodically. You're just like, you know what? I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm upset. So, and you already have a negative situation going on with those negative thoughts. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like, negative actions are going to result in negative results. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you do anything negative, think it's going to be negative. If you do something positive and think positive, you're going to get positive results. So I always tell people, like, the minute something good happens to you, I'm like, yo, speak that up. Be your own hype man. You got to, because nobody's going to do it. We all got haters. I mean, shit, Jesus had haters. You know what I'm saying? That's what I tell my friends. Like, we be joking around, and I'm like, man, like, they say something about me, like something like, oh, you got your hair done again, or, nah, I'm like, hey, Jesus had haters. You know what I'm saying? Just a joke. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, like, be your own hype man, because nobody's really gonna do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's really gonna really be there for you. So when something good happens, like, yeah, like, you lost weight, girl, shit, you know, my ass got fat, or, yo, I've been working out, my chest got, hype yourself up. Like, you got to, because when you start doing that, you create this positive image of yourself already. Every day you wake up, you go in the bathroom, brush your teeth, look yourself in the mirror. Don't you want to look at something happy? Not saying just beautiful or, like, handsome, or just, don't you want to just see yourself happy? Like, oh, my skin's clear, oh, my teeth getting better, oh, this and that makes you feel better as a person. That right there will draw your stimulus. You're stimulating your brain already. You're stimulating yourself. So once you're stimulating yourself, it spreads out your whole body. Now you're in a whole, you're kicked up. You're amped up. You're driven. You're going. Because you feel good already. You look good. You feel, you know, you look good. You play good. People say about sport that you look good, you play good. I believe that. I want, you know what I'm saying? If you feel you look good for the day going out, you're going to feel good for that day. It's how it is. And if anybody says no, that's cap, it is. Because I know for a fact, if I find my goals, I got a nice little outfit on, something like that, I'm feeling myself. I'm like, yo, I'm hyped. Like, I know I feel good. I know I feel good. I'm gonna be humble about it, but I know I feel good because I know I look good because I seen the pictures I took, my friends compliment, you know, stuff like that. So it's just that, like, you just gotta really believe it. So you gotta be your own hype man. You really gotta attract, you know, good people around. Because if you're a positive person and you really speak on positive nature and do positive things, you know, let's say you try not to, you don't lie, you don't try to hurt people or try to finesse out here, quick get rich this and fuck people over in the long run, you're gonna attract those other good people who are on, like, the same wavelength as you. But if you're a negative person, it's obvious you're gonna attract that negative company. You are the company you keep. Sometimes you don't mean to keep the company that you have. You actually are a good person, but you're in this negative environment, this negative situation so much, you're not even getting out of it. You don't even realize, like, why is this person around me? Why am I attracted to this person? Why? Because it's not that you really are. You've been thinking it. You're your own enemy. Literally, the person you look in that mirror is your best friend and your worst enemy. It's crazy, right? Because you could literally psych yourself out so fast into doing something that you shouldn't be doing. But look how hard does it make you do something good? You know, so people lie so quick. Why? Condition. People tell the truth. You know, and that's how it be. Or they tell, like, the little white lie, or, well, I lied by omission. A lie is a lie, my G. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Stealing is stealing. Like, let's be real here. Like, so you can't sit here and try to say this is this and this is that. It's not. It's all negative, or it's all bad at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to, why are we more attractive to negative and, like, toxic situations? Think about it. Like, it's like, that's like the new funny thing. Like, oh, they're toxic. Y'all like that? Y'all like that shit? Cause I tell you damn much, I hate arguing. Hate it. It's no point. Gets you nowhere. Accomplishes nothing. It's two people screaming at the top of their lungs 9 out of 10 times. It's gonna end up worse than what y'all started off, and then boom, y'all hate each other worse. Nothing got accomplished. Nothing got gained, cause y'all talking off emotions. Y'all both had this toxic environment, this negative environment, and then y'all had these negative and toxic actions and ideas behind it. It just build up. You're just adding fuel to the fire. Literally, you just might as well go ahead and burn your whole foundation at your side at that point. But why is that? And then I look at that. Now, this is why I don't have social media. It's another reason I'm on this little cleanse, because I'm like, you go on social media, it's really, there's some good stuff on there. But it depends on you as the person. And it got to me at one point. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm gonna try Instagram. Like, I remove certain followers if I was following. I remove this and that. I made sure my time feed was, like, good, who I wanted. And Instagram was still posting stuff. I'm just like, bro, I don't want this. The Explore page, for instance. The Explore page used to be just straight up. That's what it was. You see people you may know in your area, your friends even on there, like, all that stuff. Now it's just news and bullcrap that I see. It's either COVID or it's either more who did this, who did that. Like, I don't care about, like, just recently I just found out Lil Uzi put a diamond in his head. Like, cool, congrats. But, like, why? What's it gonna do for me? That's not teach me nothing. That's not educate me nothing. That's not. I don't got Uzi money, so why would you worry about this peeing diamond? You know, so it's just, what are you really feeding yourself with? Like, that's what I'm saying. It goes back to what you think, what you're pondering about. People are sitting here pondering this image of, oh, I gotta look like this, I gotta look like that. Cap, because 9 out of 10 times they got some type of work done. Even men out there, teeth got done, they got their hair done, lace front. Men do it too, trust me. It's crazy. But that's the world we live in. It's just put this image out here. That's the positive, but it's really not. How did they get there? What did they do? Did they work? Did they earn? Did they work out? Or did they go to the doctor real quick and get a quick fix up? It's not hard to do that. I'm not against it. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, me as a person, that's what you see. And us people, us normal folks, we don't have that type of tax bracket. You won't get there. You just won't. So you got to just readjust your image, sit down, but you know what? I'm happy my own skin, but I'm happy, I'm positive in this image that I got. And just go with it. Focus more on positive image. We got to start seeing more things that are good for us. Start stimulating your mind. Because you may think you're stimulating your mind seeing a girl shake her ass. You may think you're stimulating your mind seeing a guy shirtless and he has tattoos. You may think, but that's not really stimulating you. That's not feeding your soul. It's not really feeding you in a good, positive way. You're not. You're feeding yourself in a negative way, like, oh, she has this, she has that. Oh, she got a fat old booty. Oh, she got, you see what I'm saying? Or he got nice. And that's what you're going to attract yourself to. And you're going to think that and want to manifest that. And all you're going to get is these women that you're like, oh, she's crazy, oh, she's a gold digger, or men, oh, he's a fuckboy, he's toxic, or he's this, or quote-unquote the goatee, they're fighting. You know, you'd be surprised, like, what you start attracting. I try to tell people, like, write down, like, keep track of, like, people who you dated, like, okay, I did this person, why'd y'all break up? And then go from there. So that way you, like, learn from your mistakes. So it's like, start staying more in the good and the now. Like, I try to live, like, I don't try to live in the past, I don't try to live in the future. I live in the now. I see time as it is. I don't try to think like, oh, this and that. I try to see time as it is and just make more time in the time that we already have. And then go from there. Like, I know I missed the gym this morning because of circumstances that I have at work. Cool, no problem. When I get done, as soon as I get off, go to Eli, knock it out. Good 30 minutes to be good, and you're back on track. And that's good for me. That's going to make me feel happy and do good for my body, for me, for my. That's me. That's my positive thing for the day. Like, okay, good. I worked out. I got an episode knocked out. I did this. I did that. I'm starting another one. I'm feeding me in a positive way. I'm good and I'm happy about it. And the people I got around me, they all support me. They all help me. They'll give me advice on how to do things in certain ways. And you need that. You need a strong core around you to support you. And the thing is, the more positive energy you're around, guess what? The more positive things will happen. So it's like, why? If something good's happened, you feel good. You can't stop smiling all day. You get a gift, or you finally find somebody you like. You can't stop smiling. You start cheesing, and everybody's like, "Oh, you happy? Yeah, you're happy." So remember that. I tell people, remember that moment. Remember all the moments you had pain, and remember the moments you had happiness. Because when things start going in life, as you get older, we're gonna start experiencing more pain and happiness, right? You got to realize which one is pain, which one is happiness, and how did you get through each thing? Okay, I remember I went this something like this in a way before. It kind of hurt me. Let me adjust. Oh, I remember this one time I was doing good and I was really happy here. I need to maintain that, like going to the gym or having a hobby. Like, let's say you paint or you write or something, you know? You do hair, anything. Keep doing that because that's something that you love that makes you happy. So why would you stop doing that? Why would you lean away from it? I know I took about a good week off the podcast. Work was getting busy. I was working on other things, that I'm like my YouTube stuff and everything. So, but I felt good about it. Even though I was slacking on where the people wanted to hear my voice and wanted to hear more, it was just, I had to do this another, because this was feeding my soul and this is going to help them in the long run. Sometimes you got to help yourself before you help others. Because if you can't help yourself, how are you supposed to help somebody else? So that was my way of helping them in the long run, the delayed gratitude I talk about. So that's what goes back to my rule. And this goes back to in the morning. But the whole neighbor situation, I was talking about the music. I was like, Eli, is this gonna matter in like 5 years from now? Like, oh, you remember that one time, you know, that guy was bumping music, I tried to record. Like, no, it's not gonna matter 5 years. So why should I even give it 5 minutes? And I always tell people that that's the 5 minute, 5 year rule. If it ain't gonna matter 5 years from now, you know, you and this person arguing about something so minute, something so minuscule, you know what I'm saying? Something's not even gonna matter. Probably the next 5-10 minutes, man, I might laugh about it right after. You ever had an argument with somebody? You look like, why are we arguing? Y'all just laugh? Exactly. Get those emotions out. Start thinking with a little clear conscience and be like, okay, you know what? What did this person really disrespect me? Did this person really violate me? Now I can see if this person, you know, like did something, they're like robbed you, you know what I'm saying? You caught them cheating, you know, and they, like, or some, that's different because that's like more traumatizing. That's something that's gonna be harder to forget. But let's just say, like, friends, my neighbor playing music. I'm like, yo, I knocked everywhere I gotta go. I don't know who's actually doing it. What can I really do? Just let it go. Why should I sit here and think on something like that and be upset at something like that? It's not even gonna matter. It ain't. And that really, I ain't gonna let y'all, if y'all would have heard me, I was hot. I was pissed. What? Look, I had to give me something to drink, you know what I'm saying? Nah. But for real, I was hot. I was like, yo, like, It is like, it wasn't even like at that, like at that point, I was like, yo, just make it, just have it all be full blast. Cause it was at that point where I'm like, okay, it's not loud to the point I can know it or I can hear it. But you know, with the microphone I got and everything, it picks up literally damn near everything. Like I can, you know what I'm saying, snap back there, I snap way, and it's gonna pick it like anything. So it's like, if I'm hearing a guy or person or whatever they were playing music somewhere around, think about it, they're gonna hear everything. So I'm just like, yo, like it was, but like I calm down, namaste, close my eyes, couple deep breaths, quick little 10-minute meditation that I look in all the podcasts I listen to. And I just, Eli, it's not gonna matter. Just let it go. Just let go and let God. So I did. So here I am. But that's why I kind of wanted, because I was already kind of on this thing, because people were wondering why I kind of disappeared and everything. They're like, are you going to something bad? Was the name? I'm like, no, I actually was trying to, I'm on something good and I want to maintain it. So I was like, I want to give up something, you know? So I gave up social media. I gave up, you know, smoking. I gave up other things that I don't need to be doing. So it's like, when you do stuff like that, it helps you, and it rewards you in the long run, you know? Somebody out there sees you doing good. So don't ever forget that. Something or someone out there is seeing and hearing you do good. So keep doing that, because you will get rewarded. So remember that. That's why I always tell myself, yo, like I don't steal. I don't try to lie. Like I really like, you know, like Eli, tell the truth, man. It's okay. And that's the thing. Like it may hurt, but you gotta tell the truth. I, you know, give people compliments. You know what I'm saying? You should be like, hey, I like your hair, nice shoes. Simple things. You'd be surprised what that does to somebody. It might make their day. Same to you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's like, oh, I like your fit. I'm like, oh, appreciate it. I'm like, hey, like my outfit, awesome. Things like that, because you don't hear it all the time. I mean, if you don't hear it all the time, for all you girls and dudes out there that feel insecure about themselves, fuck it. Like, you are the handsome dude that you think you are. You are the baddest bitch on the planet that you think you are. My bad, baddest female on the planet that you think you are. But y'all females say bitch, so, you know, I don't try to call females bitches, but, you know. Anyway, but yeah, you gotta do yourself. Like, I hate people say, oh, I'm fat. I feel fat, I'm fat. And I'm like, yo, have y'all seen these shows? Like, my 2,000-pound woman or one-ton husband, you know what I'm saying? They're about to die. Like that, it could always be worse. So I'm like, yo, stop saying it. Cause just, when you say it around other people who feel insecure about that, they actually take it to offense. They're like, yo, like, dude or shorty, you look good. Like, I wish I was like you. And now they're thinking like, wow, I'm not even there yet. And they're thinking they're fat. So imagine me, like, I must be obese. I'm like, no, you're fine. Like, it's okay. Like, get that out your head. We gotta start normalizing just different things. Like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You gotta normalize it. Cause it's 2021 now. The world's changing. Evolution is happening right in front of all our faces. I mean, you just can't accept certain things. Are just going to be like, hey, that's just what it is now. There's so many people that are doing this thing, and it's got to normalize. You got to allow it. It is what it is. So when you start doing those good things and start actually feeling yourself and being happy and projecting that towards others, mind me, project. Don't project that negative towards them. Don't project that bad, poor energy. That what's it called? It's like, oh, you ever seen like the after you cook, like you fry some chicken, something like that, that old oil, you know, the fam, you know, I don't know about y'all, I know my mom and them, what, back in that, that's good oil still, use that a couple more times now. So yeah, years, but after that bucket, that old carton of oil and gunk that build up, you just pour out, don't pour that out into somebody. Be clean, be good, be the fresh vegetable. Before you get fried, pour the good fresh vegetable oil down first, and then get fried, because you don't want to give them used goods, you know, used energy, bad energy that's fake, you know. Hey, yeah, I got some cooking oil. Meanwhile, it's like 3 weeks old, you know, it ain't good no more, you know, something like that. Like, so just give them that good first batch every time. And I'm telling you, if you give the universe time, it'll come back to you. Give the universe time, it'll come back to you. Give the universe time, it will come back to you tenfold. Promise you. You do good, good things will come back to you. That's just what it is. You do bad, well, like, who said it? Oh, Offset. He was, this is like a while ago, he's speaking the whole 6ix9ine thing. He was like, well, if you get in that type of water, I hope you be ready to swim. And that's true. So it's like, if you out here doing dirt, being negative, being bad on people, if you in that type of ocean, that water, be ready to swim, because you're going to have to, because nobody's going to come out there and try to rescue you, unless they're already out there. And that's the company you keep, the ones who are already stranded, the ones who are already out there waiting in the ocean, just trying to find somebody to pull them on or keep afloat or give them company. Meanwhile, they have no purpose, nowhere to go, no sense of direction. They're just in the same environment, same negative energy, same type of toxicity, same over and over, same results. They're insane. They lost. Now, the ones who are doing good, they're the ones on the banana boat pulling up to a nice tropical island and being saved right now, you know? So that's my little analogy, my little, I guess, metaphor, you want to call it, on comparison on what I see, why the universe, if you give the universe time, how it'll come back. So, like I said, y'all, you know, be your biggest fan. Please be your biggest fan. It's not cocky. It's not, you're not being narcissistic. You're not being a dick. You're not being an asshole. You're not being stuck up. You're not being stuck. No. It's okay to say, hey, I look good today. Yeah, you do. Go ahead. Go ahead. There you go. Boom. Straight up. Straight up. That's how it should be. You got to be your biggest fan. Be around more positive people. You attract the company you keep. So if you are, if you feel like, you know, you have a couple of little, you know, shaky warriors around you, you might have to cut them out. You know what I'm saying? You might have to let them go. You might have to really be like, hey, separate yourself. You might have to. That's why I did. I had to separate myself. Sometimes you have to separate yourself. You don't cut people off. You just separate yourself. And that's just what it is. And then stop pondering the negative, but ponder on the positive. Be still. When good things start happening, I notice, well, at least with me, I get real jittery. And I want to go do more. I want to go. I got to get. No. Don't do that. When good things are happening, take your time. Stay still. Be still. It's okay. Because guess what? When you're still and good things are happening around you, that energy is building up and then it's going to just project and just boom. It's like a ripple effect. You ever touch, like, you ever like stand still water and you touch your finger in and the ripples come out? That's what you are. You are stand still water. And once that good little thing happens, that one little drop comes, bink, all that ripples come out. That's you just projecting all that good love, nurturing, care, and positive that the world needs out there. So stay still, retain it, and you'll be good. And remove toxic environments, toxic situations, and toxic people. You don't need that. It's negative. They're not good for you. So I'm glad y'all listened to my rant in the beginning. I'm glad y'all are here for that. I will be posting more. I'm back on it. I'm going to just do like a little, just got to just make time. That's it. Just got to make time. There's no excuse. I got the time. I just been using the extra time I do have to get my other stuff set up and ready. Plus, I got to move soon, everything. So I'm getting stuff situated, lined up. I'm at the point right now, I'm being standstill water. I'm just waiting for that good universe to come back to me. Just let it all out. So that's all it is. But it's your boy E, Eli here. You know, the guy that does the podcast. Can't spell life without E in it. I'm going to leave your house, leave my other podcast episodes. We are all stars. We all have star energy, star life in us. All the neutrons, electrons, protons, that's all in us that makes us human. That's all found out there in atoms and the stars that we have. We all got that stardust in us. You are a star. Do not let light kill your light. Deuces.